The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, Christmas time is typically a time for family togetherness, making memories with loved ones and catching up with friends of old. However, a growing number of people are ignoring the annual traditions and are choosing instead to spend Christmas alone. So are they seasonal Scrooges or are they onto something? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Being alone for Christmas is the worst possible way to spend the holiday. Or so movies, songs, and the media would have us all believe. And while being unhappily on your own on December 25th could be sad for many, more people are choosing to spend Christmas alone. And they're thrilled.
It's like saying, oh, I'm going to spend Easter alone. You know, like, it's really not that big of a deal, I don't think.
Comedian and prop manager Selma Page chose to spend last Christmas on her own in Kilkenny.
I'm a young woman in her 30s with no kids and no partner, which means no responsibility when it comes to Christmas. You know, not to get too feminist about it, but like, it's rare as a woman to have complete freedom at Christmas where I'm alone in a house that I love with no dependents, no obligations, no nothing. And I literally thought, like, I might never get this chance again, that I just kind of had to take it. You know, it was an opportunity that was sitting there. I got my little Christmas tree and I put up my lights and bought myself a few presents and just put them under the tree and did a few little bits. Little dinner for myself with the candles and everything. And yeah, just suited myself and was selfish about it. And it was great. It was lovely. I don't think I talked to anyone for like a week and a half.
What was the reaction from either your friends or maybe some of your family when they learned that this is how you had decided you wanted to spend Christmas?
Yeah, everyone was kind of fine about it. But I didn't really make a big song and dance out of it. And I wasn't doing it for attention. I wasn't really going around going, woe is me, I'm alone at Christmas. I just wanted to, do it on my own and take that time and kind of face a fear in a way of like, oh God, I'm alone at Christmas. But it was lovely, do you know? And then I posted about it a bit on TikTok just to be showing alternatives that you can sort of, you can do this, you're not going to die. You know, you're not going to burst into flames. So many people are afraid of someone else being alone at Christmas. You know, like, oh, I can't believe you're doing that. And there's a lot of kind of like, oh, we need to rescue them or save them or give them a Christmas miracle or whatever. But actually, again, I think just growing up a bit, you're like, you know what? I'd rather be on my own, or I'm going to suit me. I'm going to do what works for me and not try and meet anyone else's expectations over one day, you know, or a Christmas period or whatever it is, you know.
Being comfortable in your own company is actually a sign of psychological resilience.
Dr. Vincent McDarby is a clinical psychologist with Access Psychology.
There's a number of different reasons why people choose to be alone at Christmas. I mean, one is changing social norms. People are having less children. People are moving to different cities. So as a result, you know, a lot of people find themselves alone at Christmas. Also, there's a desire for autonomy and self-care. It's, you know, we have a busy, stressful year. At the end of the year, some people just like time away. Also, to prioritise authentic experience. We're seeing more people give themselves permission to spend Christmas in a way that actually suits them. They don't necessarily want the traditional family Christmas that everyone else has. They want something that feels good for them, that's authentic for them.
And I suppose Christmas can be quite a stressful time. Does it surprise you that there are people opting out?
Absolutely. There's a huge amount of societal pressure on Christmas. An awful lot of traditions come to the fore of Christmas. We have to do certain things at certain times in terms of giving exchange and presents on Christmas Day, in terms of meeting family, in terms of how the day is structured. And that's a lot of pressure. Not everyone finds big family gatherings restorative, and that's okay. There's a growing awareness that rest and emotional honesty matter more than sticking to tradition just for tradition's sake. Solo doesn't mean disconnected. You can dip into connection without being overwhelmed by it. So, you know, if you want to spend the day by yourself, you can have connection at the level you want. If that means a phone call or a video call to whoever you want, but it's up to you to dictate it. A good Christmas is one that feels right for you, not one that looks good from the outside.
So we've had a lady that had stayed when she checked in on Christmas Eve and checked out then the day after Stephen's Day, because it was something she wanted to do, but her family didn't really want her. They wanted, of course, to have her at the Christmas dinner. But she just was something she wanted to be in the spirit of Glendalough. And she wanted the space of just not the business of Christmas, you know, to have her own Christmas herself, like in the spirit.
Caroline is the manager of the Hermitage in Glendalough, which will be full this year with Christmas escapees.
So at the moment we have five hermitages, we call them, or killings. Okay, so I'm going to take you to number five.
The views out here are amazing as well, Caroline.
Absolutely amazing. And we also have a lot of guests have met our local deer. And oh. some people are like wake up in the morning and have opened the curtains and the deer would be actually grazing in front of them here.
Way.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
When you come in, you have our sitting room area, which is, well, it's our main living area, which has, this is number five, it has a single bed. We have a stove that you can light a fire and sit by the fire then with, we have a rocking chair. Just beyond this room then, we have the small kitchenette, which is well stocked. We provide the logs and everything for your stove. We have electric blankets and blankets. And then we have a small bathroom and shower as well.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Everything that you would need, I suppose, for a peaceful, calming and simple break.
Absolutely. We are fully booked for Christmas. Mm. And this year we've had a lot of people that we have turned away that wanted to come to stay for Christmas. People would actually, that would have stayed for Christmas, would definitely have booked again by even on departure to make sure they have a place for this for the following year. I think in today's society, people just want space and quiet, somewhere that they can experience nature. They have their own choice of what they want to do rather than it been something that you have to do for Christmas, you know, and be with themselves.
Do you think maybe Christmas has gotten a bit out of hand, the kind of commercial side of things? And, you know, this being such a spiritual place, there is a wanting to reconnect with the true meaning of Christmas or reconnect in some way with a meaning at all?
Yeah, I think life definitely in the last like 10, 20 years, it has been a lot of commercially, you know, for Christmas and the whole meaning of Christmas. So we feel that coming to a place like this and the spirit of Glendalough, that people can experience it in a different way. Just to even walk in Glendalough and feel the spirit of Glendalough is a gift in itself for Christmas, for themselves.
I actually have no plans whatsoever. And I, a person who has a somewhat busy schedule and is a scheduler, I'm so excited to say that I'm doing nothing.
Ronan Cunahan is spending this Christmas on his own in New York. He's from Cork. Not that you'd know it from his accent.
Oh, God. If I had a dollar for every time I was asked that, I would have at least maybe like $150, which honestly I would take right now. It's pandemonium trying to travel at Christmas, just in travel in general. And then it is so expensive. And it's just the minute you land at home, you're catching up on the year's worth of like friendships and stories. And, you know, a lot of the time I have a sister in Dubai, a sister in Australia. It's the one time of the year that I'm getting to see them and just family members, friends, people you don't want to see. I think there's a lot of pressure. I think it's like the event of the year for many people's expats. But I think, you know, I have a lot of friends in Australia and it's a commitment. And a lot of the time you're working your entire year and, you know, we're in the stage of life where it's like you're working hard, you know, you're not making all the money in the world. So then it's like money that you should be spent on a well-earned vacation suddenly becomes into this Christmas trip, which is amazing and it's great, but it's a lot. And I feel like for a lot of the time it's for other people. It's not necessarily for the person themselves. So it's like, it's a lot and it's so much fun. But I think that I'll look forward to next year or the year after so much more having this like pause in New York City.
Ronan has lived in New York for 8 years, so he's technically spending Christmas at home. But what about people looking to jet off alone for Christmas in the sun?
So a no-brainer is definitely the Canary Islands. It has year-round sunshine. Yes, it can be a bit windy, but that's great if you like, you know, kite surfing, windsurfing.
Megan Virgo is a travel writer and travel influencer.
So for 7 nights all-inclusive with flights included, it's €1,349. And that's just as a solo person. That's not per person. But then if you wanted to maybe take in a European city that's rich in culture, that's easy to get around because of its infrastructure, and it has a lot going on in terms of restaurants, there's the likes of Lisbon, there's Rome, there's Copenhagen. So I found a nice deal for Lisbon, 5 nights, the 26th of December to the 31st of December, and that's €619 with flights and accommodation. So I think that's good for this time of year, because that is during peak season. And again, if you want to go on a cruise, I know MSC Cruises have great deals at the moment. I was actually blown away by the value of, you know, if you did want to go to on a Caribbean cruise, or if you wanted to go to the Emirates or Northern Europe, the deals that they have, they're so good. And you get to take in so many destinations over a week or 2 weeks or 4 days, whatever your preference is.
If you're having your first Christmas alone by choice, Selma has a little advice on how to help the day run smoothly.
Yeah, like pick out the good movies you want to watch. Just do your little bits of prep, like on whatever your favourite bit of Christmas dinner is. Just eat that, you know, like just do that. Like I like the cranberry sauce and stuffing and stuff on sandwiches, you know, so I cooked a load of food just for me and then lived on chicken sandwiches with cranberry sauce for a few days. So, you know, stuff like that. Having a dog helps. You could definitely foster an animal or dog sit. There's, like, if people are going home over Christmas, say to them, like, hey, I'll feed your cat or I'll take your dog for a walk. And, you know, that helps with the getting out of the house.
Yeah.
Just get out of the house for a walk or go do whatever you want to do. But realistically, it's one day. If you want to nap on the couch for 4 hours and then eat a bit of food and go back to bed, like, do it.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.